Hello and welcome to Short Stories for the Campfire. My name is Tyler and I will be reading short stories from the free public domain on the internet. I would like to thank you for joining me today and I hope you enjoy today's episode. These podcasts will be for listening around the campfire on a long road trip or just anytime you have some free time. So if you have any stories that you'd like to share with me, please let me know. If you write any stories that you'd like me to read, or if you have any free public domain stories that you also want me to read, you can feel free to let me know. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. Today's short story is called A Strange Story by O. Henry. So I hope you enjoy. A Strange Story by O. Henry. In the northern part of Austin, there once dwelt an honest family by the name of Smothers. The family consisted of John Smothers, his wife, himself, their little daughter, 5 years of age, and her parents, making 6 people toward the population of the city when counted for a special write-up, but only 3 by actual count. One night after supper, the little girl was seized with a severe colic, and John Smothers hurried downtown to get some medicine. He never came back. The little girl recovered and in time grew up to womanhood. The mother grieved very much over her husband's disappearance, and it was nearly 3 months before she married again, and she moved to San Antonio. The little girl also married in time, and after a few years had rolled around, she also had a little girl 5 years of age. She still lived in the same house where they dwelt when her father had left and never returned. One night, by a remarkable coincidence, her little girl was taken with cramp colic on the anniversary of the disappearance of John Smothers. One night, by a remarkable coincidence, her little girl was taken with a cramp colic on the anniversary of the disappearance of John Smothers, who would now have been her grandfather if he had been alive and had a steady job. "I will go downtown and get some medicine for her," said John Smith, for it was none other than he whom she had married. "No, no, dear John," cried his wife. "You too might disappear forever, and then forget to come back." So John Smith did not go, and together they sat by the bedside of little Pansy, for that was Pansy's name. After little Pansy seemed to grow worse, and John Smith again attempted to go for medicine, but his wife would not let him. Suddenly the door opened, and an old man, stooped and bent, with long white hair, entered the room. "Hello, here is Grandpa," said Pansy. She had recognized him before any of the others. The old man drew a bottle of medicine from his pocket and gave Pansy a spoonful. She got well immediately. "I was a little late," said John Smothers, as I waited for the streetcar. And that's the end. Kind of an interesting story. Seems to be very mysterious and kind of open-ended at the end there. But it all wraps around how the little girl got her medicine. I guess it didn't matter who got the medicine in the end, but one of the little girls got the medicine. So, there's the first story. Thanks for listening to that one. I give that one a 6 out of 10, personally. I'm reading these also for the first time, so it's kind of a mystery for everyone as the story comes out. But that one was a little too open-ended for me. I like things when there's a resolution, and that didn't really seem to have much of a resolution. He came back at the end, and there wasn't much reasoning for why or what happened to him that whole time. So that's that story. Hope you enjoyed it. Moving on to the next. This next one is a poem by Edgar Allan Poe, published in 1875, called Alone. I hope you all enjoy it. Alone, by Edgar Allan Poe. From childhood's hour I have not been, as others were, I have not seen. As others saw, I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source I have not taken my sorrow, I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone, and all I loved alone. Then in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy life, was drawn from every depth of good and ill the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form, when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view. That's the end of that one. Little short poem by Edgar Allan Poe. It's titled Alone, that one. I think that was a very interesting one. Obviously, being alone, your senses wake up a little bit more. You seem to notice things you don't usually notice when you're with other people, with the distraction of other people, with the distraction of your phone, with the distraction of your mate, with the distraction of your friends, your a pet, even at the TV, social media. When you're all alone with nothing else to distract you, you tend to pay attention to more of the things around the world and in the world. So I think that's kind of what he's getting at with this poem, that being alone, in the beginning he's talking about from childhood's hour I have not been, as others were, I have not seen. So from he's thinking back on his childhood, and then he looks around him, from the sun that rolled around me, the autumn tint of gold, lightning in the sky, heaven was blue, of the demon in my view. So could that be the demon, you know, the demon, the devil on my shoulder? Could that be, you know, heaven, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how to portray that, but it's interesting. I'm kind of in a little bit of a block there, but yeah, it's very interesting to think about it that way. And I know poetry, you can portray it in your own way, but that's kind of how I'm thinking about it. So there is a little poem by Edgar Allan Poe, and let's get one more story in there. All right, the final story I think I'm going to be reading today is probably a little more of a familiar story for some people. There's a musical made about this story, and I have to remember what the musical is called. But the story is called The Princess and the Pea by Hans Christian Andersen, published in 1835, and it was translated, so it was originally written in Danish. So here is that story. The Princess and the Pea by Hans Christian Andersen. Once upon a time, there was a prince who wanted to marry a princess, but she would have to be a real princess. He traveled all over the world to find one, but nowhere could he get what he wanted. There were princesses enough, but it was difficult to find out whether they were real ones. There was always something about them that was not as it should be, so he came home again and was sad, for he would have liked very much to have a real princess. One evening a terrible storm came on. There was thunder and lightning, and the rain poured down in torrents. Suddenly a knocking was heard at the city gate, and the old king went to open it. It was a princess standing out there in front of the gate. But good gracious, what a sight the rain and the wind had made her look! The water ran down from her hair and clothes, it ran down into the toes of her shoes and out again in the heels. And yet she said that she was a real princess. Well, we'll soon find that out, thought the old queen. But she said nothing. Went into the bedroom, took all of the bedding off the bedstead, and laid a pea on the bottom. Then she took 20 mattresses and laid them on the pea, and then 20 eider down beds on top of the mattresses. On this the princess had to lie all night. In the morning she was asked how she had slept. "Oh, very badly," she said. "I have scarcely closed my eyes all night. Heaven only knows what was in the bed. But I was lying on something hard, so that I am black and blue all over my body. It's horrible." Now they knew that she was a real princess because she had felt the pea right through the 20 mattresses and the 20 eider down beds. Nobody but a real princess could be as sensitive as that. So the prince took his wife, for now he knew that he had a real princess, and the pea was put in the museum, where it may still be seen if no one has stolen it. There, that is a true story. That's the end. That is a story about, about a princess and a pea. That's about it. I need to look up, because there is a whole musical made about this. Okay, so the musical is called Once Upon a Mattress, and it's a full hour and a half, 2 hour musical, strictly based off that short story. So, I guess you can go look that up if you'd like to. But that's what that story is about. That's just an old classic, and written and published in the 1800s. That I guess there was only one way to find out if you were a real princess. You sleep on 8 mattresses, or how many mattresses it was, and 8 down beds, which I think are comforters. And then put a pea on the way bottom, and if you feel the pea, then you are sensitive enough to be a princess. So try it out. I am not going to try it out because I'm not a princess. Anyway, that's going to be the last story of the day here. Again, I hope you enjoy the short stories. I hope this is kind of what you're looking for. I'm going to probably be looking for some different short stories in the future, something probably a little more modern. Again, if you have any short stories that you write, or you know someone who writes the stories, or if you know any free public domain stories that you'd like me to read on the podcast here, please let me know. I would be happy to read through them and maybe put them on the podcast. So thanks again for listening. Please share the podcast. Please head over to YouTube and watch the podcast there, or you can watch it on Spotify or wherever you watch listen to your podcasts. And again, thanks for listening, and I hope everyone has a great day. Bye.